I don't know about you, but when I hear the passage from Mark that is our gospel today, I get about as far as the Mosaic law about divorce, and I tune out. Oh yeah, this one again. So I'm going to read you the last four verses of today's gospel again, just in case by that time your mind had wandered too. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. All the kids here are probably thinking, "Yes, we're in." And the adults might be thinking, "Uh-oh, I hope I didn't miss my chance." So let's think about it for a minute. What is it about being a grown-up that we need to leave behind to be able to enter fully into relationship with God? And what is it about being a child that Jesus is referring to? Is he recommending that we be whiny and demanding? "Dad, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?" Sometimes we do tend to approach God like this and sulk if we don't get our way. And God, like a good parent, loves us anyway. But somehow I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about. I thought of some contrasts between characteristics of being a grown-up and being childlike. So here are my top 10 reasons we need to be like a child to enter into the experience that Jesus calls the kingdom of God. Number 10, grown-ups aren't always honest. We tend to say what we think people want to hear or what will make us look good. Kids will come right out and say what they think. They are honest, and they expect honesty from others. They have what someone I know calls good hooey detectors. Number 9, where adults have cost-benefit analysis, or what's in it for me, children have enthusiasm. Number 8, grown-ups assume that we are loved because of what we do. Little children know they are loved just because. Number 7, as adults, we are concerned about what people will think of us. Kids are willing to be ridiculous, and therefore they can just let loose and play. Number 6, grown-ups want to be competent. Kids know it's fine to fail or make mistakes. Just laugh about it and try it again. Number 5, adults are really good at holding grudges. Kids can feel what they feel and then get over it and move on. Number 4, we think that being mature involves being cynical and a certain amount of skepticism. Whereas children are perfectly happy to believe 6 impossible things before breakfast. Number 3, grown-ups spend a lot of time rehashing the past or worrying about the future. Children are firmly rooted in the present. Number 2, Adults can be pretty jaded. It takes a lot to entertain us or interest us. But little children have a sense of wonder and can still be entranced by watching a daddy long legs or collecting colored leaves. And the number one reason we need to be like a child to enter the kingdom of God. Grown-ups like to think of ourselves as self-sufficient. We admire a self-made man, and we like to feel like we are in control. But those little children Jesus is talking about are by nature receivers. Everything that really matters, love, food, shelter, relationships, comfort, safety, a child has to receive as a gift. And this is the relationship we have with God, whether we understand it or not. When we come to see that everything we have comes entirely from God, then we can stop trying to live in the kingdom of me and dwell in the household of God. And when we start to do that, we start to become more and more like St. Francis, who we're honoring today. In living a life of dedication to God, he discovered kinship with all parts of the world around him. Not only the birds and the puppy dogs and the lepers were fellow children of the same father, but in his beautiful poem called The Canticle of the Sun, written near the end of his life, he refers to the sun and the wind as his brothers, and the moon and the earth and even death as his sisters. So the question we can ask ourselves is, do I want to enter the kingdom of God? The gates are wide open, and each of us can keep standing outside the gate for as long as we'd like, peering in, wondering what it would be like, performing that cost-benefit analysis we were talking about, lugging all the stuff we've worked so hard to accumulate over the years. But if we can actually set aside that grown-up thing for a minute and step through the gate, I think we will find, like St. Francis did, that the walls disappear. And suddenly there's no in and no out. Like a child, we can approach life with enthusiasm, and we can explore even the places we've been before and discover something magical there. And like Francis, we will know that the trees and the rocks and the cows and every person we meet are all brothers and sisters, beloved children in the same household. Amen.